Liverpool, I can see them pushing on up. The place that's probably not moving around all that much is down at the bottom, where the difference between the Women's Super League 1 and Super League 2, which is largely an amateur league, Super League 1 is pro. And when people come up, like the Doncaster Rovers Bells, who I'm sure you can see at the bottom of the table there, 7 losses from 7. And even though they're improving, they've got a new manager, their assistant, Emma Coates, she's come in to manage. And they looked, at the weekend again, they looked a lot stronger. They played against Birmingham only 1-0. You know, you've got to celebrate the small things, but it's hard to see them not heading back down.
Yeah, I think you can even go back further than that. So there's been a rumbling of disagreement between the US Women's National Team and US Soccer, the Federation. For some time, that kind of peaked in December, when last year, 2015, when they went to play in their victory tour. So after this huge success at the Women's World Cup, driving all of this revenue in terms of advertising, all of these people we've already said watching the game, they then went on their victory tour, and various places weren't up to scratch, they started to think. And then they got to Hawaii, which is a big, exciting opportunity, really. 15,000 people going to get the chance to see perhaps women's soccer for the first time. And unfortunately, the pitch there was such that firstly, it was not grass, which is one of the big issues with the playing conditions for the women, and secondly, that apparently there were little stones all in the turf. Anyway, they deemed it unplayable. So that happened. Effectively, the women refused to play on this pitch.
Hello, this is On The Wing on TalkSport 2 with me, Kate Mason. Now, we're in the England squad this week, and in the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to be introducing you to some of the real linchpins of the squad, chatting with manager Mark Sampson and finding out from our co-host Alex Scott whether she's a blue or a yellow person and what on earth that means. We're in St George's Park in Burton-upon-Trent because the England National Football Centre is hosting us today, all in the run-up to England women's penultimate Euros qualifier against Estonia at Notts County FC